T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve and Ted in the Morning Now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. The husband and father who reportedly confessed to murdering his family has appeared in a Colorado courtroom.
The judge in Weld County, Colorado, ordered Chris Watts held without bond.
My intention is for the parties to come back to court next Tuesday so I could advise Mr. Watts of his formal charges that are filed no later than 3:30 on Monday.
He reportedly confessed to murdering his pregnant wife, Shannon, and their 3- and 4-year-old daughters. Shannon's body was recovered on property owned by Anadarko Petroleum, which is where Watts used to work. Watts gave an interview to a Denver TV station Tuesday and said that Monday he and his wife had an emotional conversation and that afterwards she and the kids failed to return home. Records indicate the family had financial troubles, including debt and a bankruptcy filing from 2015. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The economy is expected to continue growing slowly in rural parts of 10 plains and western states, but the ongoing trade disputes remain a concern.
Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says grain prices have fallen even lower since the trade disputes erupted. The overall economic index for the region increased slightly to 54.8 in August, July's 53.8. That score still suggests growth because it's above 50, while any score below 50 indicates a shrinking economy. Bankers from Colorado, Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming were surveyed. The bankers remain concerned about the economy. The confidence index remained in negative territory but climbed to 46.5 in August from July's 42.7. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
All day tomorrow in Northwest Wichita, Love Your Community is hosting its annual free community event. Angel Martinez is president of Love Your Community, says the idea for this event began 3 years ago.
We want nice things in our community, and that's kind of what started it. There's graffiti everywhere, you know, there's gang activities up, drug activities up, and you see it in the kids, the hopelessness and the lack of resources. Programming in the rec centers are down due to lack of funding, due to lack of support, so we wanted to create stakeholders.
Saturday morning, there will be a free neighborhood cleanup of the Evergreen neighborhood near 25th and Arkansas and the Delano neighborhood. Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m., there will be a parade from Nomar to Evergreen.
We want people to know that the stigma of police being the bad guy is something that needs to change. We need to have a mutual respect, a mutual appreciation for one another by working with the children is where I believe it starts.
The block party goes from 3 to 10 p.m. Saturday at the Evergreen Recreation Center in the 2700 block of North Woodland, featuring a car show, resource fair, scavenger hunt, talent show, and dodgeball tournament.
A new report by Wallet Hub names a Kansas community as a good retirement destination. Jill Gonzalez is with Wallet Hub.
Overland Park was in the top 30, so out of about 200 cities, I would say that's still something to be excited about. It fared much better than, say, Wichita, which ranked down at 171. So a lot of good things going for it just when it comes to overall affordability, specifically, you know, living on that fixed income, but also quality of life and health care were up there as well.
The affordability measure, just one part of the survey, Wallet Hub assumes most retirees will be on a fixed income.
A Massachusetts man suspected of killing 3 women has been indicted on 52 charges.
Stuart Weldon of Springfield, Massachusetts, indicted on charges of murder, rape, strangulation, kidnapping, and more after 3 bodies were found at his home. Weldon was busted last May when he was pulled over for a broken taillight. The Boston Herald says a woman in the vehicle told police Weldon held her captive for a month, repeatedly raping and beating her. Soon after, a call came in about a rancid smell coming from Weldon's house. The cops headed over and found the bodies in and around the property. Weldon's pleaded not guilty. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A number of employees at a major tech giant are expressing anger over a company move to benefit China.
More than 1,000 workers at Google sending a letter to higher-ups protesting how the company is going to make a custom search engine for China that falls in line with the country's censorship laws. The signed letter calls for a company review of ethics and transparency because most employees claim they didn't find out about the purpose of the project named Dragonfly until the media started reporting on it. The company faced a similar backlash from workers over a U.S. military contract called Project Maven. Google eventually let that contract expire back in June. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Showers and a few thunderstorms will be on their way out here this morning. Today, a clearing sky, sunny up to 88 for the high this afternoon, clear in 68 tonight. Tomorrow's high warms to 90, and by Saturday night and Sunday, another round of rain and thunderstorms. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And right now, mostly cloudy. We have a north wind at 6 miles per hour and 70 degrees. A Georgia wedding planner came in handy for one couple who nearly had more than $2,000 stolen from their reception. Christina Dardo was arrested Saturday after planner Ashley Baber noticed her among the wedding guests holding a jacket in an odd manner and thought it a particularly odd garment for the 90-degree weather. Baber was on high alert. Event planners in the Atlanta area were circulating a surveillance photo of an uninvited guest suspected in similar thefts. That off-duty officer confronted the wedding crasher, who acknowledged hiding around $2,300 in cash and gift cards under her jacket. Dardo was sent to the Fulton County Jail on a felony theft charge. Police say they're still trying to determine if she's behind the other thefts that have been reported. So she could be doing more than just the one. Today is August 17th, Friday, August 17th, 2018. On this date in 1982, the first commercially produced compact discs, a recording of ABBA's The Visitors, were pressed at a Phillips factory near Hanover, West Virginia. 1982. The CD. I got a big collection. How about you, Ted? You got CDs?
Yeah, mostly as backup, as hard backup now to what I have digitally.
Yeah, digitally, there's
so
much going on.
Got it all on iTunes now, yeah.
Yeah. Well, how do you get a bear out of a tree, or out of a car, that is? Well, very carefully. As a Northern California sheriff's deputy has shown, the deputy fired several beanbag rounds into a car's back window to free a trapped bear that had wandered in seeking food. A spokesman for the El Dorado County Sheriff's Department says officers were called after the bear was seen rummaging through a Honda Civic in Lake Tahoe. The deputy says he considered breaking out the back window, but reconsidered when he realized he'd be close to the bear. Instead, the deputy fired beanbags at the window. Once it broke, the bear hopped out and hightailed it back into the woods. Sheriff's office has posted on Facebook to remind people that bears can open doors.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had several stories recently.
Yes, we've had a lot of bear stories recently.
Where the bears have been misbehaving, looking for those picnic baskets.
Hey, I have to do a fake news on you.
Uh-oh.
On your CD story, you said Hanover, West Virginia.
Did I really?
I think it's Hanover, West Germany.
It is Hanover, West Germany.
West Germany was the capital of making. You couldn't buy a CD without it saying somewhere on there, manufactured in West Germany.
Yeah. Phillips, big maker.
Yeah. So,
I beg your pardon. Yes, it is West Germany. You are correct, sir. More fake news, but not intentional.
Well, hey, it happens.
Mistaken news.
It happens.
Something like that. All right, 6:36 now with Steve and Ted and very disturbing news going on right now for many of us. I know that at least it concerns me. I don't know about you out there, but you go, we got a shooting almost every day in this town now. Our homicides are running more than one a week. And yesterday we had stories about two kids, little kids being hit by either gunfire or shrapnel, one in the north part of town, one in the south part of town, and It appears the gangs are really pretty much out of control. It looks like it's gang activity, and the police are just beside themselves trying to make sure the city is safe. But there are a couple of neighborhoods right now that are I wouldn't take the kids out. I wouldn't go to a playground. Not in some of those neighborhoods. Wow. And you're down there every day, Ted, seeing what's going on with the police department. But and I guess, they're children, and they both of them are going to survive and be okay. But it's the idea that one of them was shot right at a playground. I mean, come on.
Scary.
They got a lot of thugs out there, and they're you know, Crime Stoppers and the police department offering rewards and whatnot, and trying to get somebody to open up their mouth and start talking about it. But you know, there's this intimidation factor with anything like that. The bad guys find out who you are, and they're going to make it even badder for you. They don't know any limits, it appears. So we need to get I don't know how many of them are out there doing this banging, but we need to get them off the streets. Put them in El Dorado or Lansing or someplace so they, until they get gray hair and die. Because they just, I know it's probably young guys, but it's crazy. At any rate, there you go. On a brighter note, it's 6:38 with Steve and Ted, and it's time for the commodities update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The live cattle and feeder cattle all closed positive Thursday after starting the session with two-sided trading. The best gains were in our feeder cattle futures, despite the fact higher grain and soybean prices occurred yesterday. Now, there's still no reported cash cattle trade in our southern plains. We saw the lean hog futures all closed positive yesterday with triple-digit gains, and three contracts actually were up to limit. Now, this was tied to the news that next week that China and the U.S. will resume trade talks. And we saw on the close yesterday, October live cattle 27 cents higher, 109.27. October feeders up 95 cents at 150.22. And October lean hogs up to $3 limit at 55.47. Now, the China-U.S. trade talk news yesterday was also price supported to the grains and soybean futures and allowed the corn and soybeans to score new highs for the week yesterday. Overnight, wheat futures made new highs for the week on talk that Russia is considering grain export curbs that also pushed the euro next wheat futures higher. Now, all this occurred around 5:30 this morning when the market topped out, and we at one time had the wheat up 24 cents. At the moment, December KC wheat's up 12.5 cents at 587.5. December corn up a penny and a half at 381.25. November soybeans down a penny and a half at 895.5. September crude oil trading 39 cents higher at 65.85. December gold down 60 cents at 1183.30. September S&P down 3.75 points at 28.41. September dollar index 20 cents lower at 96.34. And September Dow Jones futures down 36 points at 25,556. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, just take a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar a few minutes ago. It looked like you're in Augusta, which, of course, that's northern Butler County. Okay. Looks like you almost may have had some rain this morning. Did you have some rain?
Actually, we kind of got the sidewalk wet. That's it.
Yeah?
If the amount of thunder I heard could be measured in inches of rain, we probably got 4 inches.
So it was pretty loud, but... Yeah, you know.
It all kept on passing to the east.
Kind of like your brother-in-law. Pretty loud, but not much to it, huh?
That's right.
A brother-in-law rain. Yeah. We get nothing over here. We got a couple of drops fall, I guess, earlier this morning, but most of this stuff has stayed to the north and then over to the east of Wichita. It's all heading over toward the eastern part of the state again this morning. So
yeah, and some of those parts in southeast Kansas got hit with some pretty heavy rains earlier in the week.
Yeah, they did. And we even had a couple of fatalities down there where people just... couple of men who drove into a high water area and didn't make it out. So
that's right.
We had some really interesting rain showers this week, spotty, but in many parts of the state. And we move forward, and maybe we'll get some more here in the near future. What do you think?
Sounds like there's something in the weekend forecast.
Could be. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
I'll tell you what, there's a lot of difference between putting water on your grass and letting Mother Nature do it. When she does it, that grass grows a lot faster.
You know, it's true. I mean, it's nothing like it. It comes down to Mother Nature knows exactly how to drop water, okay?
Kind of like mommy's home cooking, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Nature's home water, okay.
That's right.
All right, thank you, sir. 6:42 now. Hey, time for our Prairie Fire Coffee break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office, just like Steve and Ted, by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
6:42, Steve and Ted coming up. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, Perception, Reality, and Context. Ooh, this sounds like a deep one. Don Grant coming up.
He said it was, yeah.
It's going to be a good one.
Very existential.
Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.